Morning, 810, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, scorching. It's going to be another hot one today. Sorry, it just is. You know, be careful, be smart. Don't go outside in the middle of the day. Don't go play golf at 2 o'clock, okay? We don't want to have to send a rescue team out for you. I mean, that's just, seriously, it's bad out there. Lisa Newell is publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, joins us every Thursday to preview the paper. Hey, Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Andrew, you're right. You know, once upon a time, I saw someone have a heat stroke, and it happened so fast, I couldn't believe it. It's so dangerous.
And
it can be deadly.
I almost died in 2015, 14, somewhere. We'd been here about a year. And I went biking, and I was just, you know, my wife was out of town back with her family, and I was biking by myself, and I was just coming home, and I was like, I just want to get home. I'm like, I'll just push it up this hill. And all of a sudden, everything changed. And, I mean, I had to go find an apartment complex that had a spigot that I could just douse my body with water. Like, it was that close. I was worried, and I didn't realize it, and then... Yeah, no, it's serious stuff for sure. In the paper today, You've got a story. Yeah, this doctor, the pain clinic got searched and raided, right?
It did get searched, and multiple agencies, you know, descended upon the medical offices of Dr. Elaine Sharp, who is traditionally an OBGYN, but she has been having some interesting practices with her practice. I mean, she keeps nighttime hours, and she's got a lot of men coming and going. As it turns out, she's also prescribing opioids. Well, she is now under review, and no one was arrested, but she was limited with what she can prescribe. So right now, she's only practicing as an OBGYN. Caused quite a stir when all these people descended on her business, which is located basically across from the Winn-Dixie here on Highway 98. Used to be the Sacred Heart office a long time ago. Anyway, it's a pretty big office, and so it's, then I also had talked to some of their neighbors, and she was living at the same location. So just has a lot of questions about that. We definitely tried to get in touch with her, different multiple opportunities to, email, phone, personal visits, and no one's there. So.
Yeah, well,
no,
I mean, and I can understand why in this situation doesn't particularly want to talk. I understand that. You also have a story about the tornado.
Yeah, so we were talking to Chris and Jody Jensen. They live on Pensacola Beach. Their house was targeted and hit by this tornado. And then to find out what was happening inside their home, it's very interesting to see, they're just watching the storm like everyone was out their window. All of a sudden, everything just in a flash, their whole house is destroyed, basically. Roof peels off, the windows of the front windows go through to the back windows, the sliding glass doors, and they are fine. Thank goodness they are fine.
Yeah.
But it was dicey. I mean, it could have hurt someone very badly. According to what we found out since then, only one person reported injuries, and that was the person who had a cut on his head and had to get some staples or stitches in his head. So it's very lucky that nothing else happened, because those homes are built to withstand, hurricane winds.
Right, right.
And this tornado comes. And we have two tornado. So, yeah, finding out what happened to them is very interesting. And I really thank them for sharing their story.
We've had three tornadoes in this county since I've lived here 9 years, and nobody's gotten killed yet. That's frankly amazing, despite, homes being destroyed and things being really badly torn up. I think that's right, the Century one, if I'm mistaken. Please somebody text me to correct me. I don't think anybody died in that one. You guys also have a story about we're getting an overpass. Yay, funding came through.
Finally. Oh, yeah. So this is that everyone has been sitting on pins and needles waiting to find out whether or not the legislature, we knew that they had approved it, but also to see whether or not the governor was going to sign it. And this is going to give the funding that they want for the overpass, in Gulf Breeze, which making these communities more walkable has been a goal for a lot of people.
Right.
And this will definitely give people the access from the south side of Gulf Breeze to the north side of Gulf Breeze. It's going to be right there at the Valero station and cross over to basically where the Homes to Suites hotel is.
Right, the new one. Okay.
So that you can continue on, go to the stadium, or, you know, there's another overpass in the other section that goes right by the stadium, but this one's a little bit farther down. But it really is going to help with the walkability, and you can use your golf cart, you can ride a bicycle. So it's going to be multimodal and will connect to the loop that they already have in Gulf Breeze.
You guys also have a story about, and relevant based on the recent events and weather, the stormwater drainage improvements in the city, right?
Yes. So Sam Abel was telling us that in the big storm 2014, of course, they had like 27 inches of rain, 326 structures flooded. They have done all kinds of work for drainage since then. In 2023, we had an event which was 23 inches of rain,
right,
and only 20 structures flooded. This time, we had apparently 18 to 20, depending on who you're talking to, inches of rain, and only one residence flooded. So they're making huge progress. Of course, if you're that one resident, you're not too happy.
Right.
But they still have all kinds of plans, and they're trying to get more funding. Unfortunately, the cost of a lot of these projects has increased. So they're, you know, what they had budgeted, they now want, you know, they need more money now. So they're still trying, but that's really commendable to say that they've made that much progress.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that. The paper, you've also got stories about the baseball coach, college football coming up, the 4th of July fireworks. You've got a whole schedule for that. A overperforming sushi bar that you guys reviewed, and the honor rolls for Gulf Breeze High. Like, it's always amazing to me. You know, we never get through the whole paper because there's so much in there. The Gulf Breeze News is a great way to stay informed. Lisa Newell, she is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News and joins us at this time every Thursday to give us a preview. Lisa, thanks for the information. Thanks for keeping us informed. We'll talk to you next week.
Oh, thank you so much, and you keep it up, and I'll see you in the breeze.
You bet. 8:16 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for you.
Taking a look through 98 in Gulf Breeze, not showing any slowdowns or delays. Can't wait for the overpass. That's pretty neat. Not showing any problems on 87. A little slow before you get to the toll thing at a, what is it called?
Toll booth?
The toll booth at Avalon. What is that one?
Garçon Point.
Garçon Point. A little slow near Garçon. Sorry. Should zoom in. Garçon Point. It is a little heavy in that area. And those are the only areas of congestion, really. It's just certainly use caution wherever you are, but you're going to see some slowdowns at the lights. And that's good news this morning. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip, you can text it in at 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth. I mean, seriously, just give her a call. Ask her your questions. Find out what she can do for you. Find out what she thinks you ought to do to tinker with it to improve the price if you're selling. But I really, honestly, the more I think about her, I think how much the value is on the buying side. Like, if you are buying for the first time especially, man, if I could go back in time and our first home had bought, you know, with her, like all of the headaches and all of the stresses and all of the just perspective that she could have solved and given us. And it would have been fantastic because she knows what the market wants. She knows the seller's perspective. She knows how to win in the environment where you found the house that you really want to get. And frankly, she'll be honest with you. If she thinks it's not really a great house for you to buy, she'll tell you, you know, I don't know about this house for you. It doesn't seem to match up with, you know, or I see things that you don't see like that, all of that stuff. That's what you want from a realtor, and she is great at it, selling more than 230 homes last year. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Doug's Auto Supply and Pace is not your ordinary auto supply dealer. Jeremy Dawson, the manager, says his inventory is vast. It includes auto and truck parts, tools, motor oil and other fluids, batteries, mower blades, belts, filters, paint. Whew. They may even have the kitchen sink. At Doug's Auto Supply, get your wiper blades installed for free and a free battery check. Doug's Auto Supply, since 1977, located near Grocery Outlet and Pace. Doug's Auto Supply.
Why do you love your favorite pair of jeans? What keeps you connected to your oldest friends? How do you know that the solution you seek is right for you? The answer is simple. It's the fit. And at Pinair Credit Union, we believe your finances should fit you perfectly. It's the right checking account for how you spend your time and money. It's the right loan for where you are and where you're headed next. It's local banking that's as comfortable as your favorite pair of jeans. Join us at Pinair.org. You'll fit right in. Pinair Credit Union is insured by NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
On July 8th, News Radio Pensacola will be at Casino Beach for the Pensacola Beach Blue Angels Air Show. Stop by our tent to say hi to Andrew McKay and Tammy Martin.
Hey, where's the beat?
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill.
Good morning, 820 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. So people are sending in, you know, stories of their, like, heat stroke or near heat stroke, and it is really... Like, I know it kind of sounds like, if you've not ever experienced it, it kind of sounds like, oh, another one of these things people are warning me about. Yeah, bro. You know, for real. It comes up suddenly, and you don't, you know, if you're not paying attention, that's the whole point. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Another round of Supreme Court decisions due out this morning. Decisions on seven cases from this last term still haven't been released. Some of those cases include federal student loan forgiveness, affirmative action, college admissions, and whether states can force businesses to serve same-sex couples. President Biden and Florida Governor and presidential candidate, of course, Ron DeSantis, both in New York City today. Biden will be in New York for an interview with MSNBC and Wall Street executives hosting Governor DeSantis for a campaign lunch fundraiser. And National Geographic has laid off the last of its staff writers. The cuts come as Walt Disney has now let thousands of staffers go across its divisions this year. A company spokesperson said in a statement yesterday that National Geographic will continue, though, to publish a monthly magazine.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 822 News Radio 92.3. Skanska's getting sued by the Justice Department for the barge that damaged NAS Pensacola, the two bridges. The one, by the way, the it's kind of interesting. I was reading the story. The one bridge, you know, the bridge that goes across that the cars drive on, you might. Obviously, that one got damaged, but then also apparently damaged the golf cart bridge for the golf course to such an extent that they closed the back nine. And I've never played AC Reed, so I don't know, you know, from personal experience, but I didn't realize that had happened. So the lawsuit has kind of all of these different elements of the various costs that have been incurred by Skanska being negligent in their maintenance of the barges during the storm, right? That's kind of the basis of all this. And it's everything from the cost of, you know, fixing the one bridge, you know, fixing the other bridge, the loss of income from the golf course, the removal of the barge that was so far inland, and, you know, Skanska was supposed to help with that, and apparently they did not, according to the allegation. So, you know, all of these different elements, depending on, you know, which part of it's kind of funny. The Department of Justice is seeking $1.4 million plus legal and attorney's fees for just the warrant issued for the arrest of the two offending barges so they can be condemned and sold to pay the judgment. It's kind of funny. But anyway, I just all of the various ways in which that particular slice of the incident took place. I thought it was fascinating. The barge was found beached at NAS Pensacola several hundred yards inland. Oh. Several hundred yards inland. Like, that would have meant that the overwash was that much, right? And that and then maybe you don't remember. Remember all the barges were washed up on the Bay Bluffs on the shoreline over there, and they couldn't move them? Mm-hmm. 'Cause how do you move a barge? I mean, how do you move something that big when it's not on the water, right? That's a challenge. So, you know, I don't know how they got it off of the land a couple of hundred yards over. But anyway, that's something that has been filed. 437-1620. This is, to me, one of the coolest little things that I did not know was happening. And we got a press release yesterday that there's going to be a mural festival in Pensacola.
Oh.
So this is going to be a part of FUFU. And this comes up on November 4th and November 5th, so that's Saturday and Sunday. And they're basically, the takeaway, the gist of it is Barrancas Avenue between Garden and Main. Okay, think Barrancas, that one little stretch between Garden and Main. And there are going to be five businesses in that area, and each of those businesses has agreed to let one of their walls be mural painted. So
hey,
artists
cool.
are now applying to basically be selected to paint the murals on these businesses. So when you drive through that little stretch of town, all of a sudden it's going to be like the mural way, Brancus is going to have all this art on it. And I just think that's really cool. One of the businesses, the only requirement is one business is going to be a patriotic theme. So they said in the release, if you have an objection to painting a patriotic theme, then, you know, feel free to still apply, but understand that you won't be getting that one. You know,
I want to have an objection.
I know. I love it. But you got to be 18. You have to have painted a significant mural within the last 5 years. And, you know, I think we have no shortage of qualified candidates here in the area, but you can be from somewhere else. And so there's this whole process you go through, and it's supposed to represent the diversity and character of the Tan Yards, add to the vibrancy and sense of place of the Brancus Corridor. It can't be an ad, and it can't be vulgar or obscene as determined by the selection committee. Oh, dang. You know, like, I mean, you know, but that's great. I love this. So, and you're going to get paid, you know, a little bit to do it. You get paid by the square footage. All your materials are taken care of. And so, I don't know. I love this. I actually started, I haven't done a lot with it, but I actually created a Facebook page called The Murals of Pensacola, mm-hmm. and the whole point was just there are so many around, you know, that I thought, oh, this is a good place to kind of put them all in one place, and every once in a while I'll post something in there, and so you can always go search for it, and if you take a good picture and you want to post it there, that's fine. That's the whole point. But I love this because I think we have a lot of cool street art and murals in this area, mm-hmm. more than you would think, you know, than you would assume, and they always make me smile. And they're just interesting and different. And so anyway, I love this project. Very cool. 826 here on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
So you got to be selected. I can't just go have at it.
No, you get it's not graffiti.
That's great for everybody. That's I know. It's like, here, Candy, I made a gummy. As we take a look, there are some amazing artists in this town. You are absolutely right about that. Bell Lane, Sterling Way, Cyanamid Road in Milton and Pete Ridge all checking in clear. Caroline Street in Milton checking in clear. Same with Stewart Street. All without delays this morning. This is brought to you by Fresh from Florida, and Florida farmers want to let you know that Florida watermelon's in season right now. You can learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. Traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Some interesting notes about Governor DeSantis running for president. Continues to trail, you know, former President Trump in all the polls. But, you know, I think that's not a big surprise at this particular point in the process, but fine. Interesting things that he's been proposing. We talked earlier about how he wants to get rid of various departments, typical departments that Republicans will say ought to go away. Energy, education, commerce, and then also the IRS, which is kind of an interesting one. I haven't read his proposal for what he wants to replace it with or how he wants to collect tax revenue, but also wants to export some things from Florida, you know, make America Florida, which isn't actually his slogan, but I kind of like, you know, there's some parts of that that I understand why, but wants to have a balanced budget amendment, which Republicans have been saying for an awful long time, wants to have term limits for legislators. Yes, please. And also, and this is the one that kind of caught my attention because it's very much a Florida thing. He wants a constitutional amendment for a line item veto. So that he could do at, if he becomes president, he could do at the federal level what gets done every year at the state level, which like, nope. Because that's, I mean, how do you stop the pork? Like, literally, how do you stop? We're not talking about entitlements or any of that kind of stuff. We're talking about just all of these budget items where, you know, the guy from Alaska, you know, swaps votes basically with the guy from Vermont, who swaps votes with the guy from Oklahoma. And what you get is three, or if it were only three, wouldn't that be great? But you get three or more really expensive, unnecessary projects that all make it through the appropriations process because everybody does it. Well, most everybody does it. And how does the president, what is he going to do, veto the whole budget? I mean, you know, it's not, there's no feasible solution. That's where the line item veto comes in because he can say, yeah, no bridge to nowhere. You know, they can literally say, no, this is dumb. This is dumb. This is dumb. I don't care what you all agreed about. So it's a great way to regulate spending. Now, the flip side is in order to get that to happen, well, Congress is so swampy on this stuff that they like it because they get to then go back to the constituents and say, look at what I got you, which that's the problem. You shouldn't be trying to just, you know, get the stuff for your constituents. You should be looking out for the financial well-being of the entire country. But the problem is that when you vote for fiscal restraint at the federal level, the local people typically don't see that and go, yeah, let's put him back in there. But when you vote to bring a bridge project back, people are like, yeah, get him back. You know, like that's the problem is not just that the politicians are doing it, but they do it for reasons because it works. You know, so it's the psychology of the voters. It's really at the heart of this being a problem. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, so you know me. I have a lot of criticisms for particularly the transgender agenda and acronym folks and, you know, all that stuff. I thought it would be nice to give you one where I actually agree. This was kind of a fascinating case to me where you have a there's a Florida school that not a Florida school. I just had it right in front of me. Where did it go? Wyoming. Wyoming chapter of a sorority wants to allow transgender women, and some of the women are not on board with this. And they're asking the court basically to allow them to do this, and the ruling is that the courts can't interfere. And the court shouldn't be interfering with telling a private organization like a sorority who they do and don't allow as members. That's a freedom issue because they're a private organization.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Wildfire smoke from Canada is creating an unhealthy haze over parts of the north and east, with air considered very unhealthy in cities like Madison, Wisconsin, Lansing, Michigan, and Columbus, Ohio. Summer camps are moving indoors.
We really want to try to refrain from having children outdoors as much as possible.
And Gast Kuiper with Rush University Medical Center in Chicago. A Ukrainian man is accused of helping the Russian military target a restaurant with a missile strike in Ukraine, killing at least 12 people.
Three teenagers, including 14-year-old twin girls, were killed in the attack, which struck the city of Kramatorsk on Tuesday evening. Authorities say the arrested man will be charged with treason, which carries a possible life sentence. It's alleged he filmed the restaurant and cars parked outside hours before the attack.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Prosecutors say that suspect works for a local gas transportation company. Stocks start the day flat on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Another hot afternoon. Already 87 degrees here in Pensacola. We're learning now what led to that officer-involved shooting in Cantonment.
A hit-and-run crash happened at the corner of 9th and Wright Street in Pensacola. Pensacola police were investigating that crash. They developed information that led them to a possible suspect on Durant Lane.
And that's PPD spokesman Mike Wood. He says when the officer approached, the suspect confronted the officer. There was a verbal altercation that led to a physical one. And that's when the officer fired his weapon. The officer reportedly also was injured in the scrap. Both the Escambia Sheriff's Office and FDLE were on scene helping with that investigation shortly after. A shooting in Santa Rosa County yesterday may have been a stand-your-ground case.
It happened at around 9:30 at a home on Bailey Road. The homeowner told investigators a suspicious person was on their property, and this individual proceeded to attack them. That suspicious individual was then shot, and after deputies arrived, transported to a local hospital. The sheriff's office says the homeowner has cooperated fully, and at this point, they believe stand-your-ground may apply. No charges are pending at this time. However, the case has been sent to the state attorney's office for a final review. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Joe. The fleet of four Pensacola street sweepers now have new names, and they're ready to serve the community after more than 1,200 names were submitted during that street sweeper naming contest. Three have been declared the winners. Sweepy McSweepface, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Lightning McLean. Mayor D.C. Reeves, though, also says he had to exercise a little bit of executive privilege.
I've taken some executive privilege here in these first 6 months, and we have a fourth street sweeper that we went ahead and named as well, which was Dirt Reynolds.
And he says that's a nod to fellow FSU alum Burt Reynolds. The Escambia County Tax Collector's Office is setting some Saturday hours next month for new drivers that need to get out and take their driving test. Testing will be offered at the Marcus Point office on two different Saturdays, on the 22nd and the 29th of July. Both of those days, they'll be doing the testing from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. The tests will be offered by appointment, and tests resulting from a medical review or multiple crashes won't be offered on those Saturday appointments. To schedule one, just email ectc@escambiataxcollector.com. Governor DeSantis says if he gets elected, he wants to eliminate some federal agencies to cut the size of the government. In a recent interview with Fox News, Governor DeSantis said if elected, he would close education, commerce, and energy agencies, as well as everybody's favorite, the IRS. He said his goal was to reduce the size and scope of the government. Said if Congress wouldn't go that far, he'd use the agencies to push back against woke ideology. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
There is an accident, a couple of accidents now. One is Bloodworth and Davis, right near where the Burger King is on Davis Highway across from what used to be University Mall. Not showing a roadblock there, but I am showing a huge backup, a vehicle crash with injuries and a roadblock at East Johnson in Davis near HCA Florida Hospital. Road is blocked. Use caution. That is a block southbound. Davis Highway at Johnson, again, near that hospital, the hospital. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Another hot and humid day today. Temperatures warming up near 96 degrees. Feeling much warmer in the triple digits. 10% chance of a stray shower. Overnight tonight, staying warm in the 80s. Heat continues for Friday with a high near 96. Small chance of an afternoon shower. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 79 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, it is 87 in Pensacola. Feels like 94 right now. It is 87 in Gulf Breeze, 81 in Milton.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements, trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own, read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Cannell & Company is locally owned and operated, and now celebrating 40-plus years in business, selling homes to the kids and grandkids of people they've worked with during those years. Whether you're buying or selling, Cannell & Company has the marketing savvy to get the job done with no add-on costs and never a franchise or an administration fee. Cannell & Company, friendly, dedicated, full-time realtors. 2017 Airport Road. Like them on Facebook.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider. Are you prepared? Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits, you should be 1 week ready. And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
Your money now this morning, the market opening up. The Dow's up 71, 45 at 33, 924, 11. The S&P 500 up 435 at 43, 81, 21. The NASDAQ up 651 at 13, 597, 06. Our 10-year bond rate up as well today, 3.82%. And gold prices those are down at down 21.10 at 1901.10. Silver prices at 22.61. The Federal Reserve says 23 American banks did survive a severe recession scenario in a stress test. Every U.S. bank the test included was able to continue to lend to consumers and businesses. Despite a nearly $550 billion projected loss for the group, the banks were able to maintain minimum capital levels. And customers that originally put in an order for a Ford F-150 Lightning are apparently starting to cancel those orders due to rising costs. The truck was introduced in 2022 with a price of $40,000 for the base model, but recent increases have now pushed the base price to over $60,000. It's 8:39, your next news at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Pensacola. News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, today's, I think this is gonna be a little bit fun. I hope this is gonna be fun. The question for the day, 437-1620, is what's your profanity substitute? Like, what's your fake swear? What's your, you know, because, like, the impulse to swear, there's a lot of situations in which you have the impulse to swear.
Like in radio and other places.
Yeah, in radio and elsewhere. Perhaps you do swear, perhaps you don't swear, but I think we all know that, you know, there's something about the way you say a word that makes it sound like it's a swear, even if it's not, mm-hmm. right? And so what you learn to do in somewhat polite society sometimes is you learn to adopt things that are like swears that you can say safely and not get in trouble, like not create an FCC violation that costs us a bunch of money.
Right.
But
I've got several euphemisms. Yeah, but several
but you can still say them in sort of polite company. So I'm just curious, like, what's your example? What's your swear substitute, your profanity alternative that you use? 437-1620. I'll give you mine first, okay? And I picked this up from, somebody that I worked with, I was a friend with back in Phoenix. So this has been like 20 years. Murder. I know it doesn't sound like anything, but that's the, you know, or like, oh, murder me. You know, like, that's instead of other things that you might say. That was, she was a sweet Mormon girl, and that was her like,
oh,
living on the edge,
nice. Yeah, right.
You know,
oh,
kind of
murder.
Expression. And so, not intentionally, not on purpose. I didn't set out to adopt that one, but somehow or other, I have managed to pick that one up over the years. So in moments where I'm a little bit more cautious with my speech, I'm not always, I'll tell you, but in moments where I'm more cautious, that's what I will say. Candy, do you have a particular favorite?
I mean, yeah, I have several, although it was hard for me to think of
just the one.
Well, in the way that I usually just use those words, which I'm awful about.
Right, I gotcha.
Instead of calling people X, Y, or Z, call them a jackwagon.
Jackwagon, that's right.
You stupid jackwagon.
Dill hole.
Right.
You know, and the
duffel bag.
That's right. And the problem is that, of course, you know, swear words have power, and that's why you want to use them, because they have certain power. And substitutes don't have that same kind of power.
No, that's true.
They don't. But it's a way to say something. 437-1620-43. And I was actually thinking to myself, like, what are some, you know, sort of famous examples, like, on TV? And here's one that you got to say just the right way. This was popular in the 70s and became popular again about 10 years ago.
Holy frack!
Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, right.
Frack. Which, you know, became mm-hmm. fracking. And, of course, that's... I had a friend who always had a rule for her kids. No F substitutes. So,
good. That's good.
You know, no F substitutes. This one was sort of famous also in the 70s.
Shazbot. Right. You remember Shazbot? I remember my dad using that as a swear one time.
Oh, that was
actually
the best. And, of course, you know, certain people are well known for their profanity substitutes. I think Will Ferrell does this a lot.
Ow! Knights of Columbus, that hurt!
Right.
So, I know, there's a lot. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, I got a text in here from a pastor who says, I won't say who it is, says, oh, Seabiscuit. I like that. That's great. Oh, crackers. I got one in. And some of them, they do make you sound a little bit older than other ones, but that's what. Oh, somebody had beat me to the frack one, said Starbuck all the way. I was surprised to find that in Battlestar Galactica, you know, the kid says it, Apollo says it. You know, it's kind of,
mm-hmm.
it
was sure.
well accomplished
terminology
back then.
I learned a bunch of that.
Then.
There was a TV show called The Good Place that was really
oh,
good. Yeah,
yeah.
And she was like,
right.
Oh. Except they weren't, but she was trying to swear so hard.
And they would always, is that the like, one where they always bleep
like
her?
Icicle.
Oh.
No, she would just come out
that's right.
With, yeah.
They would come out with other words, that's
so
right.
Funny.
Rats from Charlie Brown. Oh, nice.
That's good.
Oh, rats.
Yeah.
Watch your mouth. Dang. Friggin'. Fudge. Oh, that's, oh.
The dirty mother of all words.
Fudge.
Yeah, that's right. It was the dirty mother
that's right.
of
classic
all words.
Classic Christmas story. Sugar Honey Iced Tea. Oh, that's an acronym. Okay. Grizzled Adams. That's funny. 437-1620. That one's a little too close for FCC purposes. I'm
thank
not going to say that one, but thank you for the suggestion.
There's a guy, and I don't want to give his name or anything, but his initials are Brent Lane. And his, no, he has a, it's so funny because he would get very frustrated. Because you do it. Sometimes
that's
stuff
right.
doesn't work
You're
in radio.
You're doing a lot of stuff. That's
and
right.
And his big thing was, what the flurg nog? And I don't know what that means, but one time, like, Carson, who is now a bodybuilding 21-year-old
oh, yeah.
or whatever.
He's really grown up.
But playing video games with him, he was like, oh, man, Flurknog. And I'm like, oh, wow. Like, so where'd adorable. You hear that from?
It's adorable so when cute. The kids of Christians swear, isn't it?
Well,
because
yes,
they don't,
very sweet.
Typically. Most of the time, I can't control my emotional speech as a result of my Navy shipboard upbringing. But if I'm cautious, I'll say poppycock. That's funny.
Oh, this is great.
Fudge nugget. I like nope. that. Sunny beaches. I love it. Sook. I don't get this one. This pickle?
Okay,
I don't really get that. Okay, fine.
Okay, this is mother, father. That really makes, don't
that's,
read the
that's
pickle
really
one.
Close.
That's
really close. Shiitake shroom, somebody here says. stub toe in front of the granddaughter. Oh, mother, father. Yeah, that's one you're saying.
Right, right. I've heard Samuel Jackson when they have to replace his words.
Oh,
in,
I actually
in
have one of those here. Yeah, he's always funny. He was in, this was Paws of Fury, okay?
What the mother, father, cocker spaniel's going on here?
That's what it's from. I thought just, it was Pulp Fiction.
It
That's
sounds
so, funny.
So much like something else. It's, oh, man, you can't hear it. You almost hear the words and hear them wrong. Fiddlestick, son of a biscuit, shut the front door.
Right, right.
You know, these are all common ones. Let's see. Let's do traffic, and we'll come up and finish these up. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Well, if you're stuck in this, you're probably using these words, but bad accident. This is southbound at Davis Highway at Johnson, right by West Florida Hospital. And there's another accident just south of that, but it's not a tie-up right now. But if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. There's a slowdown by the Burger King on Davis Highway at Bloodworth. There's an accident there, but it has been moved over to the side. The other one that you want to watch out for, again, bad accident, is blocked southbound on Davis Highway at Johnson, right by the hospital. 437-1620. If you want to text in your traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
437-1620. Somebody here says, dip wit or mother trucker. You know, you can get real close to the sound of these things. FUBAR is a good acronym for sure. No, I'm not going to say that one, even though that one's like, it sounds pretty close. I'm not going to say that. Fooey bam booey. I learned from my mom. Oh, that's funny. I love that. That's so adorable. Schnazmagloggin. I haven't heard that one before. Oh, do you remember, was it League of Superheroes when we were kids? Superman mm-hmm. and Batman and all this?
Yeah, sure.
And the little character that had to get to say his name in order to get rid of him?
Right.
Mixleplick.
That's right.
And yeah,
oh,
that,
man.
Like that could be a
that
good
takes
swear
me
word.
Back.
Let's see. 437-1620. Somebody says shoot. Yep, that's
yeah,
good.
Same. That was my mom's favorite.
Flippity flurkin. That's funny.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Right, that word I can say. I'm not sure what this is, but maybe that
I
means
think
the
that's
same
they're
thing.
Trying to spell it.
Oh, and voice to text doesn't work so well. Fair enough. 437-1620, 437-1620. Anyway, that was our subject for the day. And I mean, I actually went and looked online. I was kind of curious. I'm just going to read through these quickly just because I think it's so it's fascinating. Language is fascinating. Like that we come up with all these swear words, one, that swear words are so irreplaceable. I mean, they have power. That's why I use them, and not too often. But that we work so hard to come up with alternatives to it. It's, I mean, you do a quick Google search, you'll find 200.
Absolutely.
Like, this website has 50. Balderdash, William Shatner, corn nuts, dagnabbit, son of a monkey, barnacles, holy cow, poo on a stick, sugar, Judas, priest, suffer and succotash. Like, that's just the first 10.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know, it just...
Those are great.
Just all of them, you know, this little... Jeepers.
I know.
Zoinks. Thanks, Shaggy. All right. 848 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, great place to buy good quality cars. You know, they have cars that are a year, two, 3 years old. Low miles, great condition, good value. They take care of you, you know, after the sale. And the one thing that I kind of think stands out for them, there's a lot of things, but one thing is I feel like the way they designed their business was they went and thought about how people don't like to buy cars, and especially used cars. And then they try to do everything the opposite. You know, find out what people don't like and then do the opposite. Because that's kind of how it felt. Just felt like simple. Like, I know when I've bought cars in the past, I always feel like always on my guard, always defensive, always like somebody's trying to take advantage of me. And they often were, you know. But at Frontier, like, oh, but that was easy. You know, it's kind of like that's the way it goes. So if you want an easier way to buy good quality used cars, Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell him Andrew McKay says hi.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Dales Marine Construction is passionate about creating waterfront structures and shoreline protections. Whether it's a small individual project or a large-scale corporate design, Dales Marine works hard to help you create a plan that satisfies your needs or wants for the space. From small residential docks and piers to large marinas and seawalls, Dales Marine, licensed and insured in Santa Rosa and Escambia County, the area's leader and expert in marine construction for over 30 years and proud sponsor of the Blue Angels.
Taking a look at the radar right now.
Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for informative, local, and dependable weather.
We do have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 9 o'clock tonight.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Put up here a picture so everybody can see it. This was the welcome you were treated to at San Francisco State University just a couple of months ago when a mob assembled where you were supposed to speak, I believe for over 3 hours, screamed, threatened you, barricaded you in a room. Do I have that basically correct?
Yes. I was held for ransom for 3.5 hours by hundreds of these protesters, as you see on the board. They demanded that I had to pay them money if I wanted to make it home to see my family safe again.
My God. Like, listening to Riley Gaines, like, I knew her story vaguely. I didn't know her story all that well. But listening to her testify in the Senate last week on these issues about, you know, male and female sports and, you know, pronouns and laws and all of this stuff. She was one of the five people who were there. The others were also very interesting. Harley Walker was a young transgender woman. You had a couple of others as well, and some of them were less interesting than others. Listening to Riley Gaines' stuff was just absolutely fascinating to me because, you know, she's experienced this firsthand, right? She's the one who had to compete against Leah Thomas and got beat out for the national championship because, or tied for the national championship when she could have had it all by herself, and then forced to be in a locker room where a 6-foot-plus tall guy with guy parts is undressing in front of all the ladies, and the NCAA not only wouldn't do anything to protect them, but, you know, deliberately put them into that position because it suited the political purposes for the NCAA. Anyway, so she got asked to speak at San Francisco State University, and, I mean, completely harassed. I'm not surprised, but I am disheartened to hear her talk about what she endured going through that experience, and, you know, how dangerous it really was. And, you know, like, the hate, basically, that people were expressing to her. I mean, it was terrible.
I was invited to speak on my experience of my senior year in competing against a male. Nothing opinionated about what I shared. It was sheerly the exact lived experience of what me and my teammates and fellow competitors dealt with. And so I spoke. After my speech, there was, of course, a lot of protesters in the room, which I'm totally fine with people protesting. It's their right to protest. But what I'm not fine with is when it does turn violent in the way that it did. Because protesters afterwards, they rushed into the room, they turned off the lights, they rushed to the front. Myself and others were assaulted, and that's ultimately when I was held for hostage for 3.5 hours.
Good Lord, that's just unbelievable. So she was specifically asked, you know, by Ted Cruz about, like, the physiological differences between men and women when it comes to sports.
In your experience, is there a difference between women and men?
Of course. I think we learn this at a very young age, watching even 12 and unders play. Going through puberty causes irreversible advantage, that no matter the training, no matter the diet, no matter any alterable change you can make, will overcome that male advantage.
And not just like in the general terms, but in specific things that I had never thought about before, particularly for swimming.
Especially in sports like swimming, where lung capacity matters so much. Even something as silly as throat size, men have on average a 40% larger throat, which sounds like it's nothing. But when you're grasping for air, that 40% larger throat makes a huge difference in athletic success, not to mention height. You guys know the differences.
Height, strength, that, sure. Endurance, sure. But endurance is partly tied to lung capacity and throat capacity. I mean, things, again, that they're kind of obvious when you think about it, but I had never considered how even those little things would make a big difference in the competitive advantage of somebody with a biologically male body. And, you know, some of the other stuff that kind of came up in this conversation, like, you know, Harley Walker, again, this young transgender girl who talked about her experiences. And it's interesting because the way she talks about her experiences, I think there's a truth there, but then it's truth that can be used to favor either side of the argument, depending on how you take it. I'll play that for you in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And good news is that accident by West Florida Hospital has been cleaned up. Still a little slow in that area, usually is, though. So use caution wherever you are. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Anyway, so here, thanks so much, Candy. So here was Harley Walker giving her kind of what helped her along the way as she was growing up and learning to believe that transgender was her identity and an okay thing, too.
One of the things that helped me was getting involved in my community. My parents took me to our local PFLAG, which is Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. It was a group of people who was just a roundtable of queer members of the community and allies who just came together to share their experiences and just have a good time. And I was scared going to that meeting, but as soon as I got there, I felt so welcomed. And it was the first time I did not feel alone. And so that's why I'm here today, to tell those trans kids that they are not alone, that I accept them, and so many other people accept them for who they are, because it's not a choice. And that regardless of what people say to you, just remember who you are and stick to that.
So very interesting. First of all, for anybody to feel so alone and isolated in their life is an awful thing. And the question then is there a way to make them feel loved and encouraged and embraced without also affirming the thing that you think is not good for them? But of course, more often is the case where people who do think the thing is good for them, it's easier for them to affirm and encourage and accept those people, right? I mean, that's just true. And so I think one of the challenges for people, you know, like me, who are generally against a lot of this stuff, is, okay, can we be against it in a way that also makes sure to recognize that these are people who have struggles, who matter, and that we should love and care for? Right? I mean, that's a part of the conversation that doesn't get expressed very well. The other part of what she said, and this does get said all the time, and I'm going to play another clip from her that said the same thing in a little bit different way.
You know, me being called out by my state legislation and Alabama governor, who is elected to represent everybody in their state, everybody in their district, attacking those people for just simply being who they are, is disgusting.
There's a phrase that gets used a lot in this conversation, for being who you are, accept me for who I am. But the weird thing about it when you're talking about particularly trans, okay, is that's then used to justify dramatic interventions chemically and surgically to alter you into something that you most definitely are not. I mean, the whole transgender philosophy is not based on acceptance of who you are. It's based on changing you into who you think you are. Incredibly disruptive changes. And so, you know, for example, I think one of the problems we have, I've actually been communicating with somebody who's lesbian on this topic, and one of her frustrations is she thinks that a lot of people get told they're trans when they're really just gay, you know, or they, you know, kind of get told as a child that they can't be something, they can't be this way, when what they really ought to be taught is, you know, it's okay to be that way, and then also there's this other thing, but instead you got to change entirely who you are. The trans concept is not accepting of who you are. It's rejecting of who you are in an effort to become something else. And how much of that is coerced into people by the way we react to their discomfort with their gender identity or their bodily identity. Anyway, I know we didn't do future news, and I know this is a bit of a change, but I wanted you to hear some of this stuff because the hearing was tremendously interesting, and we're going to post all the segments on this topic so you can listen.